Okay, Simin Kuf Lamed Vav, Hilchos Lulav, Bashar Aminim. So now we get into Hilchos Lulav and other Aminim, we're both Yud Sifim. And I guess because this is Yom Kippur's Kitzur, that's why they had Rachmanis, and they may do it very short. So, Aleph, Karnogu Yisrael, Shemishu, Koina Esrog, Velulav, Hu Eina Maven. The Minigim Ka Yisrael is if somebody buys an Esrog and a Lulav, and he doesn't understand, he doesn't know the halachas, which is Roiv of Ka Yisrael. That's why you show it to a Moira Hira. Because there's many chilukei dinim. That's where the minhag is to come to show. Yes, but meaning the point is it says only if you don't know. But if you have a squeaky clean esrog and a good lulav, then you don't have to go bother the Moira Hira. Go to him a chalamayit, right? You want to bother.
We don't have to. We want to.
There you go. Well, I tell you, the people that ask today, I say, sorry, you're going to come after Yom Kippur. Fine. V'yesh lahada liknas lulav chadash. And you should try and buy a new lulav. Ki lulav ayavash ain't a kosher ele b'shas atchak. A dried out lulav is only kosher b'shas atchak. But lamaisa, a dried out lulav really has to be dried out. And it's there is. Most of the time, if you have your lulav from the previous year, certainly if you leave it in somewhere cold, will be kosher. They say
in the case in my den, still one of them is in the case. In the case in my den,
and it's probably kosher lefatchila.
My wife said something 17 times, and I never moved it.
There you go. Then he has one sitting in his den the whole year.
The other ones I burnt. I missed this one.
They say it might be a Moshe Feinstein that they had for 8 years the lulav hanging in shul on the wall. I think somebody told me that 8 years.
Everything else I burnt, but I missed this one.
Even when the lulav gets fully white, if it doesn't crumble, it's a kosher lulav. I mean, obviously it's machlokes, but you have to check. You have to, first of all, separate all the way. If you want
to bring it to a chacham.
Exactly, bring it to a chacham. So bring it to a chacham. But yeshayim, the kol shekola hayarka shabai havi yavish. There is a yeshayim that if it's no longer green, then it's yavish. But that's a yeshayim, right? But other than that, you're going to go with the basic halachas that it has to prompt. No. In Europe. Shira lulav. That probably also helped. Shira lulav. The shira lulav. She has shidra. The spine, kutzmin ha'alim, ha'al yoinim arba tvachim, except for the upper leaves, needs to be four tvachim. U'b'shas etchak, yukimu gudlin, 13 fingers width, shlish gudl, and a third of a fingers width, sagi, that's enough, right? So, yeah. Now, just what he's saying here, the kitzer, and it's not really negeya. I wish I had a lulav. Meaning, you have to look at the spine. We're talking about the spine here, not from the top of the lulav. The top of the lulav is leaves, right? So the fourth tefachim is the actual spine. The part that's thick. And then once it gets to the leaves, that doesn't count. And the bottom also doesn't count. The count starts from where the leaves come out. No, it doesn't. It starts where the leaves start coming out. A lot of times a lulav has. Now, what's in negeya? It's negeya because the lulav is supposed to stick a tefach out from the top of the hadasim and the aravos, right? And the rings too, right? So when a tefach below the spine, not a tefach below the top of the lulav.
Small lulavim might not be good.
Right. So the small lulavim can possibly be a problem. But you got to make sure that when it says, so people say, oh, look, I put my hadasim and aravos is a tefach below the top of the lulav. That's not what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a tefach below the end of the top of the spine, which is a lot of lulavim, way, way lower, right? Depending on the size of the spine. Starts, I don't know what you call it, starts, but the top, yeah. Beis hadas tzarich lias meshulash. The hadasim need to have three leaves. The hadas shiyotzim be mikol kan v'kan gimel olin b'shura achas b'shavet. From each kan, three leaves in one row equal. Shaloyi echad gavaya einomach mechaverov. That one shouldn't be higher or lower than the other. Yeah, right. You need to have the three leaves on the same level. The tzrichin shiyu ha'olin chayfin es eitzay, and Not only that, but the leaves have to be big enough that they cover over the wood that's in between each row of leaves. You want the top of the hadah of each row of hadasim to hit the bottom of the next row. You want that. You basically you want to cut. You don't want to see the what do you call it? The stem. Thank you. You don't want it to. You don't want it to see the stem. You know. You want the leaves to be high enough that it goes up till the next row. Each row, you want it to go high enough that it touches the next row. Yeah. And the hadasim that they bring from overseas or wherever, from far away, bedoichik, that you're going to find them kosher, we have to check them. And somebody who is yori devar Hashem should try and buy hadasim that are moist, yirukim, green, the shulashim, that are third, that have three, I think they call them worlds. Umudzarim and beautiful. And the ones that grow in our Medina, you have to make sure that they're not murkub. They make sure that they're not crossbred. You have to also make sure that they didn't grow in a flower pot that didn't have a hole in the bottom, because then it's, that means it didn't grow on the ground. You have to make sure the same thing with lulavim. And if you don't have hadasim that are mishulash, yitol she'ena mishulashim, then you take even ones that don't have, you know, equal leaves around the whole stem. But v'lo yivarach, then you don't make a bracha. The bekiyim, no. Bekiyim in looking for lulav and esrog, etc., know that hadasim is the most difficult to find kosher. If you're going to look for hadasim that are going to go according to the Mishnah Brura, you're kimat not going to find kosher adasim, even bezman hazeh. If the way to get kosher adasim, if you got to go either Rav Moshe Feinstein or the Chazanish. Rav Moshe Feinstein said, you just look at it, and if it looks like all three are on the same thing, then you're fine. Chazanish says, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says this too, is that the stems don't have to come out from the same spot. Meaning, and there's no pictures in there, so. It's called chutamak. It's basically meaning, can you get a picture of a hadas? Somebody want to AI a picture of a hadas? basically, when they all three come out from the same, I guess we're not going to learn shulchan aruch. Okay, we'll try with this. I don't know if anyone can see. Right? Now, you want to hold the bottom of their face. So if you have, see, from here, it looks like all three grow out from the same spot, right? But when you peel back, you're going to see that all three don't grow from the same line. The one is a little higher than the other. One's a little lower than the other. According to the Mishnah Berurah, that's no good. Seemingly, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's no good. So if you go with that, you're not going to find. Who says he was? I don't know. Listen, our lulavim and esrogim and hadasim are certainly better than anybody had in Europe. Even the junkiest kid of set is probably better. Correct.
The picture went away.
Ikar adin, according to Mishnah. Now, what the Chazanish says, is that, let's say you have one of these. We can't really see. Well, maybe you could see. Which one? Oh, here. Okay. Good. Thank you. See, if I don't know if you could tell, but if you look at the stems, one looks a little lower than the other. So what the Chazanish says, he doesn't really say it. They say it b'shem the Chazanish, is that if you take a string and you put it around the hadah, and that string will cross the stem of all three, which means you could have one here. You could have one on the top and one on the, like, okay, we'll put this away. Meaning, you have one here and one here, right? But if you draw a line, it goes through both, then that's called put hamak, if that's considered enough. That is two variations of that, because you could have one here, and then one here. So meaning the top and the bottom don't cross. That's already a bigger kula. Meaning there's three levels where all three, if you draw a string around all three, they're supposed to. They're supposed to. But they're not. They're not.
If you draw a string this way,
right. If you go draw a ring on an angle, exactly. So there's two levels of it. The biggest makel, which I think they say the Chazanish, was as long as the string will go across the middle, and the middle one crosses with the top, and the bottom crosses the middle, meaning they're all connected, sort of like a choo-choo train. You know, like as long as there's continuation, that's enough. Others say no. You want to at least have the top and the middle and the bottom somehow intersect. Whatever, his bottom line is if you don't go, so the Makilim say that that's okay also. The Makilim say that's okay. But it, yeah, but if you don't go with this Kula, you're not finding Hadassim. I mean, you will maybe, you can look for hours, hours and hours on end. But yeah, anyways, okay. We'll stop over there. Everybody should have a Gemachasim, a Taima, and a good job.
Don't they usually have them in a bag and you can't even open them?
They have them in a bag, they can't open them. But if you look closely, and they can be called Aleph Aleph, they're not going to be fully, they're not going to all grow.
So is there any benefit in getting the super expensive?
I don't know. I have no answer. What are you saying, Avi?
Is there any difference getting like a nickel bag or a dime bag difference? Like, you know, $5 or $10?
Officially, the ones that are Aleph Aleph should be better. Again, remember, you need to have this for approximately 9-10 inches on three. Again, yeah, the 9, preferably 12, whatever. I'm saying you need to have that. If you, it depends if you go on Chazanish or not, but I'm saying you need to have three, all according to Mishaburu, all mamish on the same line. Good luck. Good luck.
What is it? Buy Aleph Aleph. Searching and
no, I think you could buy. You really want to know the truth? You could buy Z, level Z, or level tough. And then, because if you're going to rely on the Makilim, then that's
well, that was my question.
9 inches that are good.
Anyway, so
the Aleph Aleph do look better. They look better. The Aleph Aleph. They do. The leaves look better. It's, I mean, it's another $5.
You're getting
know.
Ripped off on the Astro. Go cheap on the Hadassah.
So just buy it when someone says it's kosher and don't really look at it too carefully.
Well, it wouldn't hurt you to look at it. It wouldn't hurt you to look. But
my kid spent $80 on a whole set per person in Israel. These things must be like
all right.
$80 sounds expensive in Israel. Israel is about a third of the price.
What are you saying?
I understand. What am I supposed to do? Tell him to give him back? He's not going.
Or you can go to Williamsburg and buy the Hadassim that they sell that Dafka, not from Eretz Israel.
I understand.
$45 a piece.
My kid spent 56 pieces almost $500.
That's true. Yeah. Anyways, all right, fine. Have a good night, everybody. Dive us in.
Yeah, Jesse, what am I supposed to do now?
What did you do?
Nothing. My kid decided to go get super, super mahudar, blah, blah, blah stuff in Israel. I thought, oh, fine, I'll save a few bucks. No.
Well, tell him he made that decision. He pays for it.
That does not work.
I got nothing for you. Good luck.
Yeah, let's see you do that to your kids, big talker.
Okay, I'll tell my girls.
Okay,
so you know what? So you got a mitzvah for supporting a Yid in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Tell him he gets no replacement parts. Take
what?
Care of it. Tell him he gets no replacement parts. He's got to take care of it.
Yeah, no replacement parts, exactly.
All right, Lila Tov, good luck.
Yeah, listen, I you know, ideally I'd want to hit him over the head with it, but I don't think he would do any good.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah,
all right. Exactly.
Okay.